This week's Parsha is Parshas Noach. I wanted to share with you a Dvar Torah that I found. I prepared this actually before Rosh Hashanah, and I'm happy I did because it gave me a lot of chizuk as we were coming into the Yom Noraim and looking back at such a difficult year and wondering what Me'ayin Yavai Ezri, from where will our salvation come? And then throughout Yontiv, where we heard a lot of really good news, we felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, but also so much difficult besurais were coming our way of people who were killed, who were injured, and we struggle. And I was grateful to be able to hold on to this and also to be able to share it with others. When Noach and his family are about to enter the Teva, the words used are Bayavai Noach Uvana Vishtai Unashebanav Itai El Hateva. Noach and his children and his wife and the wives of his children came with him into the Teva, Mifne Me Mabel, because of the waters of the Mabel. And the Mepharshim pick up on the Mifnei Mehamabel from the, what does it mean that he went into the Teva because of the water of the Mabel, saying that he only went into the Teva because the waters of the flood were already reaching his ankles. There's a famous medrash on this pasuk. It says, Noach was missing emuna. He was mechusar munaya. He was missing the trait of emuna. The expression that Rashi uses is Noach ma'amin ve'eino ma'amin haya. He was a believer and a non-believer. It seems to mean that Noach did not have strong faith and perhaps did not really believe in the predictions that there would actually be a Mabel. Of course, this does not really make so much sense because Noach is described as an ish tamim, a tzaddik. He's a person who's invested 120 years into the building of the Teva and he brought all the animals together. What did he not believe? Reb Levi Yitzchok says that what he did not believe in is he did not believe in himself. He was unsure of his own strength to be saved and to save others. Perhaps this is why in the Haftarah the flood is called Mei Noach, when it should be called the waters of everyone else but Noach, because he did not use his own powers to try and daven, to try and bring others on board with him, he is faulted in a way for this Mabel. And in this, he is contrasted with Avram Avinu, who's coming next, who did try to daven, who did try to save the people of Sodom, going from 50 to 40 to 30 to 20, only stopping when he reached 10. We know that Noach would have been unsuccessful because there were only 8 people who deserved to be saved, and Avram stopped at 10, knowing that if he didn't have 10, it wasn't going to work. But Noach didn't even try. Rabbi Lam comments on the words of Rashi that sometimes we too, as human beings, are fallible because we're also in a state of ma'amin and enoi ma'amin. What does it mean? We as human beings were weak. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need others. It's impossible to survive without the constant intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives and the support that we get from our families and friends. And yet we so often don't reach out our hands to ask for help, and we wait until it's almost too late, until the floodwaters, they're reaching our ankles, they're coming up. And there are two reasons why we think we could do it on our own or we don't ask for help. One of them is ma'amin. I believe too much self-confidence, too much security in myself, too much of the koichi ve'otzem yadi, too much ego, too much arrogance. A man is a ma'amin. He believes in his own powers, and we believe in the importance of preserving our image, and we believe that we can do it on our own, and we don't want to be subservient to somebody else, and we don't want to have to ask someone, and we don't want to have to repay a favor. So we are ma'amin too much in ourselves, and sometimes that gets us into trouble. And sometimes we are enoi ma'amin. We have an utter lack of faith in myself. A person who is an enoi ma'amin is a person who sinks into despair, into helplessness and hopelessness, saying, I'm already so messed up, nothing can help me. I don't know if there's any way out of this mess. What is the point? I don't feel it. These are all words that we say. And what's amazing, remarkable, is that both of these can be present at the same times, and sometimes they are present at the same times. Neither of these states of being a ma'amin or an enoi ma'amin are productive. They can stop us from becoming the best person that we can be. We have to recognize and realize, on one hand, I need other people's help, and on the other hand, I'm worthy of other people's help. After 120 years of building the Teva, Noach had to be pushed in Firstly, because it took so long, he possibly couldn't believe like it's actually going to happen now after 120 years. On the other hand, if the whole civilization is going to be destroyed, should I be saved? What's my value? Why me? Why do I get to be saved? So on one hand, he was a ma'amin. He believed too much that no mabul is actually going to happen. And on the other hand, he was an einoi ma'amin. I don't believe that I'm worthy of being saved. It's interesting that after the mabul, Noach builds a mizbeach, and it says that when Hashem smelled that reach nichayach, Hashem said to himself, I'll never again curse the land because of man, because man is evil from his youth. So I know this about man, that there is an evil negative trend, it's called the Yetzer Hara, and therefore I can't expect them to be able to do this on their own. So I'm not going to destroy all of mankind ever again. There are plagues and there are floods and there are hurricanes and there are what we call forces of nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving us wake-up calls when we need it. But there will never again be a mabul that's going to destroy all of mankind. And the Mefarshim question what it is that brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give this promise, but it seems that it was the bringing of the Karban, which was the reason for the promise and the commitment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that although man is evil, there's also a part of him that wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that wants to connect to Hashem, represented by that Karban. And that Reach Nichayach said, yes, Yeter Lev Adam Ramin Urav, it's true. Man is evil, man has evil in him, but look, even when they are not doing the things they are meant to be doing, Noach is bringing a karban to me. Mankind brings karbanos. People, we struggle. We do things wrong. We do, and we do multiple averus, but we're good. We want to do good. We want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, we just spent the whole Chodesh Tishrei feeling that we want to be close to him. And it was that Reach Nichayach that got him to make this commitment. The question is, we know what a tremendous accomplishment this was for mankind. With his karban, Noach created a guarantee that mankind would never be wiped out. However, the words in the pasuk is that when Hashem smelled the reach nichayach, he spoke el libay, he spoke to his heart, meaning he said it to himself. Hashem said to himself, I will never again destroy man because of this karban. So here's the question. Did Noach even know about this? Was he aware of this promise? Did he understand what a difference his karban made? We have different Mefarshim giving different answers. The Ben Ezra says that yes, Noach was told right away. Immediately afterwards, Hashem says, thank you for the karban. I appreciate it. I see here something, and I'm never going to wipe out the world. Sfarna believes that Noach was told, but only later, once he got the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, Hashem tells him this. The Ramban claims that Noach was never told. It was only close to 1,000 years later, when the Torah was composed, that the descendants of Noach were able to see the tremendous accomplishment of Noach's Mizbeach, which means that not only did Noach not ever know how powerful his action was, but for many generations, no one knew what an incredible difference this karban, this one sacrifice, made. We too are lacking emunah. We do not believe that we are worthy of hashkacha pratis. We do not believe that we are worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us. We're unaware of our strengths. We don't have a spreadsheet with our deposit of mitzvahs, Torah, chesed, kindness, to show that what we are accomplishing. But even harder, we don't see results. I have so many students who have asked me over the last year. So we're working so hard. We're trying so hard. We're davening. We're doing. We're bringing. We're doing chesed. Is it working? Is it helping? And this is the chizuk I got by learning the way the Ramban interprets this. Every action has a reaction. We don't know which actions that we're doing are actually saving the world from destruction. I said this before Rosh Hashanah. We look back at this very difficult year, but we have to look back at this year with so much hakaras hatovah, with the recognition that yes, all the things that we've been doing, because we've been inspired to become better, we don't know what kind of year we were meant to have. We don't know how how much worse it could have been. And we have to believe, we can't lack emunah in ourselves and in our actions. And we have to believe that we might, although it might feel like this tefillah is unnoticed and that parak of Tehillim that I said did not accomplish anything. Of course it did. I teach a class on current events. Sometimes I do a class of non-current events, meaning the things that are never going to get into the newspaper because the terrorist who was bringing the bomb exploded himself instead of a full bus stop, or how the Arabs themselves sent the missile, which destroyed things, their own things, and how the Iron Dome magically manages to destroy the missiles before they hit, or how many empty plots of land are there in Eretz Yisrael. And every parak of Tehillim that we say, and every mitzvah that we do, and every act of chesed that we do, we have to realize and recognize that they have an impact. We may never be aware of that impact, like Noach was never, according to the Ramban, aware of the impact that he had. It's interesting that Noach is best known for the teva, but it's not the teva that only, it's not only the teva that saved the world for eternity. It was that small mizbeach and the reach nechayach and an action that perhaps Noach was never aware of. Rabbi Shwed let me know that this is going to be my last class with you for now on Al Parsha. So it's been an interesting journey. It has definitely enhanced my life to be preparing these shiurim on Parshas HaShavua. What's been interesting is recording them and sending them out into cyberspace and not knowing who is listening. Sometimes I did get a comment or a response, or which I always very much appreciated, to know that there were real people on the other end. But I'm going to use this opportunity to thank you for being with me on this journey and for the inspiration that I've gained through the preparation that I have done, and wishing all of us that we should hear only Besuras Tovos from all of Klal Yisrael.